Cheryl, I love these new clips. Cheryl. Where the fuck are... Oh, hold on, Cheryl. Hold on, I have you on the wrong hole holder. Hold on. Headphone line. Okay, can you talk now, please?
East was school for girls, East was school for girls.
I love those clips. Oh, shit, Debbie's at work. Well, we can do at least money.
Yeah.
Oh, when are you done?
Making that the price.
I don't fucking know when we're done.
The price.
Anyway, why are we grumming?
Because you said you were depressed.
Oh, yes. No, I was saying that the reason I'm grumming despite the fact that I'm depressed.
Okay.
Not that I was grumming because
you don't
want
to miss sunlight tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, you got to go to the pool with the Jews.
No, sort of. That's Sunday, yeah. Actually. Jew pool is Sunday with my parents.
Okay, so why can't we do our grum?
What?
Tomorrow.
Well, I said we could do it at 10 a.m.
No, it's
7.
Too early.
Well, what the fuck? It's too early. I mean, you don't want to be doing it at night. So come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Can't you phone in like Trump? Oh, you always do.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just do a short grum and just figure it out.
That's right.
If it's bad weather, I don't care. I just hate to waste my one day of sunshine. Well, I have Sunday, but that's my parents' Jew day.
Headline, yeah. Important. Boutros coffee roasters flooding Chicago with 9 new shops. Oh. Massive expansion plan is in motion.
Oh, I hate you. It's terrible news.
Mm-hmm. Usually whenever Madge does very well, it's a good barometer.
So have you been following... did you announce this on the fucking grum hole yet, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell Edith? Because she was pissed.
Yes.
To specifically tell her?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
So what do you think about the violence? He's really... I was just watching his speech, and he really wasn't... Ooh. He was, like, actively not condoning it. Like, he was saying, yeah, my guys are really tough.
What are you talking about?
Trump. There was a riot in Chicago. I mean, a mini riot. And they shut down. They kept him from speaking. Like, they kept him from speaking. It would have been like...
He was encouraging violence, what?
Yes, you know, because he says stuff like, I'd like to beat that guy up. He really does encourage them. And his rhetoric is getting more and more violent and scary by the, you know, for real. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty good that protesters were out. And MoveOn.org, they said on the news, Anderson Cooper's Jewish replacement for the weekend while he gets barebacked. I forgot. I got lost on my tangent.
What? MoveOn.org.
Oh, yeah. So MoveOn.org wrote this.
Is that thing still around?
Yeah, apparently. And they wrote, sent out this big email saying, good for you for fighting. Do it everywhere. Everybody should do this. Fight back. You know, very much inciting a reaction. So it seems like it's shit's about to get real, as the kids say. No, I don't think so. Nothing ever gets real.
Can we say a happy birthday to our twin listeners?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Deborah did not do her thing, did she? Or did she? And she didn't tell
me. What's her thing?
She was supposed to, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, do you have your recording then?
Well, I don't know if we're allowed to. I don't know if it's been shared with her yet.
Oh, shit, yeah. Gotcha.
But,
never mind. Rewind. Oops.
The thing is,
whoops, major surprise.
So happy birthday to Kurt and Coyle, our twin girls. You're nice little girls.
Yes, happy birthday to you. Both of you. One of them is a ballet dancer, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they both were.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the other one do?
I don't think. I think she's a photographer now.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish Deborah was a headmistress at her school so that she could just, you know, leave whenever she wanted.
Yeah.
But she ain't.
But that's okay. We still have Miss Tracy.
What?
Miss Tracy. Guess what? That's my new favorite one. Where is it? Miss Tracy, guess what?
Guess what?
I just love
guess
her.
What they want.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Do you think that that woman at that herb shop will end up getting the reported, or the FDA will go visit her or something?
Yes, I do.
I think they should. Mm-hmm. She's horrible. She reminded me of a certain person named
Hold on.
What certain person?
Rachel.
Eastwood School for Girls.
No. Okay, Madge, I have a present for you.
Yeah? Dildo? Is it a dildo?
No.
Did you give me a black dildo so I don't have to wash it so good?
Yeah, yes. Because brown.
Because brown.
Because brown on black.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right.
Ain't
no, I put something in the holder for you. This morning, and there might be some. I don't want to look at the holder.
Is it, what kind of holder? Is it audio or video holder?
Audio. Okay.
What's the name of the grum?
Hold on. Let me log in.
It must be in the holder.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
this? Yeah, you want to play with my holder?
Oh, you had a Friday delight. Friday delight.
You know what the name. Hold on.
Wait.
Let me see if there's another one in here.
Hold on.
During the 80s was horrible.
You said hold on.
Yeah.
What is it called? Okay, Masterful Duty?
Let's see. 3-8. Okay, I think it's just Masterful Friday Delight. This is amazing.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let me. I have to do a little intro, even though it's the wrong one.
Movies with the girl.
Oh, God's sake. Jesus Christ. Cheryl, what was in you? What was in you? Oh, Cheryl. What the fuck is in you? Did you just cum? Is that a cum fart?
No.
I think it is.
Madge, I ate so much fiber yesterday. It was out of control.
I know the sound of cum coming out of an asshole.
It's not.
Okay.
Madge.
What, honey? Trotsky, lay down.
Excuse me?
Lay down. Hi, honey.
Madge. Okay, so for breakfast yesterday, I had oatmeal going.
Yeah.
With my lunch, I had a fiberful bar, which has 10 grams of fiber.
For dinner, believe you that it's not cum. You don't have to go through the whole menu.
For dinner, I had...
No, 95 cents.
Macaroni, whole wheat macaroni and cheese.
No, 95 cents. No, 95 cents.
And a large apple.
Hold on, 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 hold on. 5 cents. 5 cents.
Forgot the nanny. Forgot the nanny. Nanny.
95 cents.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Listen to the nanny.
What cunt?
95 cents. No, 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 not cents. 95 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 cents.
There's there's and then there's no which one do you want? Smaller one? Okay. Okay, they're all green.
Do both. And then do duty.
Duty. Where's the fucking duty? Disgusting.
Every one of us came.
Chickens under the bed, 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 chickens under the bed,
chickens under the bed, chickens under
the bed, chickens under the bed, chickens under the bed, chickens under the bed, chickens
Hello?
Stop it.
Sorry, I got in a loop.
You got in a loop with the word or D?
Did you know I have a response on my iPhone for when I'm driving I need to text somebody? You know what I type? I have a code. I have a code.
Okay.
It's DWF, and then I just do spacebar, and then it says, "Hello, I can't take your text right now, for I am driving while fat." So,
text. Makes sense.
Yeah, thanks. Well, no Deborah, so I guess we're boring. What should we do? Count money? I wasn't really depressed. I just didn't have anything to do.
Well, that's depressing in itself.
That's true, especially after a hard week's worth of work.
Excuse me?
Hard week's worth of work.
Why was it so hard?
You know, just work stuff. You know, sometimes you just gotta, like, you know, have drama, I guess.
What do you mean?
Just nothing. It's good stuff. It's just,
working in an office.
What
the fuck horrible.
Am I talking about? What am I even talking about it for?
Man, working in an office is horrible. People are horrible.
I don't think so. I mean, it is horrible. That's true. But you know, but for me, the alternative is basically sleeping for 4 hours during the day because I don't have to go to an office. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like it forces me to have some semblance of a life and sick building syndrome and waste $80 in gas a month or whatever the fuck it is.
Sure. Yeah, woman, hear me roar.
A pleasure to let you ignore. I saw that thing Tim Henson posted about Becky posting.
Becky, yeah.
Comments. That was pretty funny, actually.
Becky's ridiculous. Looking for female to males, trans guy, FTM guys.
We already saw that, didn't we?
She posted another one.
I saw it today. It wasn't good. Can you believe it? I actually watched a YouTube video, Non on Gum.
It wasn't good.
I know. No, it sucked. Is it true that Simply Sarah is in jail?
Well, her outfit is great, and she's got that little nipple on her hand.
That's true.
So that's worth something. Simply Sarah, where is she?
Cheryl, what about my vagina?
Excuse me?
What about my vagina?
Huge.
My cunt. What about my cunt?
Hmm? My cunt.
My cunt.
Your name's Mike Cunt.
Mm-hmm. Chuckin'.
Chuckin'.
All right, who's in the chat room? Oh, yeah, Vince Lane is there. I got a fan.
I think we should call, what's her name? Kelly. Oh, I want to know how she's so autistic about our Grum.
Is she in here?
I think so. Kelly's a child.
I don't see her in the chat.
She was there.
Oh. Ting Ting is there. Wasabi's there. Heather. Hi, Heather. Thank you for the cookies. I think that's Heather that gave me the cookies. 12 boxes of cookies. What a nice person.
You cunt, you.
Oh, so
why
good.
Why didn't you share with me?
I gave 3 boxes. Actually, no, I gave 6 boxes away.
You did not. You hate me.
I did. I really did. But I kept all of the... what are they called? The round ones with the coconut that everybody likes?
Oh, those are so good. I had some of those yesterday.
So I kept those, and I gave people the Thin Mints and the peanut butter.
Oh, those are good. The peanut butter?
Yeah, they are, but...
Oh, Lord.
I still like the other one. Okay, Fetus McMuffin. I don't know who Fetus McMuffin, Captain Miserable, or Bob Diva are. I don't know who those are. But I don't see Edith in there. Why isn't she there? She's the one that cries when we don't do a show. She's just listening to the soundtrack to...
Gina.
She's listening to the soundtrack from that, what is that? You know, that, you know, musical about the founding fathers.
What I've found myself doing lately is I like to cycle clips of Hillary Clinton on loops, coughing.
Okay.
And then I pleasure myself. Yeah. For about an hour or two. It's kind of depressing, though.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that depressing?
It just feels.
Oh, that's too bad. That's no good.
Caramel Delight. Want to play with my Caramel Delight?
Yeah, I got some...
Made me want to eat a cookie now.
Why did I friend Amy Slayton? Did you see that picture somebody posted of her compared to a dog? Bradley's posted it.
You mean the nude one?
No, not that. That was fucking nasty. No, the picture that compared the forehead one. I don't know which is which. The one with the huge forehead. And he showed her above a dolphin, and they looked exactly the same. You didn't
see
it?
Dolphin. Hey,
did you see it?
Yes.
It was amazing, really.
Same.
The thing is, dolphins are cute, and she looks like a monster.
Yeah.
Is that bad to say? What if she's listening now that she's friends with half the Scrum audience?
Whom?
Yeah.
Who?
Everyone. Like, I have like 10 mutual friends with her. It's ridiculous.
It's not going to end well.
You think?
No, it's going to be drama.
Well, that's true.
Who are we going to call?
Are we calling? Okay.
No. You want I'm not that? Talking to Noel.
You're
Gord.
The one that fucking brought it up. I wasn't even
I
thinking about it.
Call like one of our listeners, like Maggot.
We never do that anymore, do we?
Yeah, I want to call.
They never Maggot. Answer because they're afraid of us. Oh, Matt Peters is there. I'll try it. Okay. I think he feels awkward because of the whole banning on Facebook thing.
Yeah.
But hopefully he's loose from Friday night, getting some drinks on.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Well, he's not answering. Well, you know, he hates us now. Oh, well. Matt, it was just Cheryl, not me. Or are you dating someone? Is that what it is? Sometimes people get married and then they leave us.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, it's true. Like, J-Maids is a perfect example of that. Get married, quit the grom.
Well, I don't blame her.
Have you seen Cheryl without her wig and fake nose? Okay, I have the best fucking idea, Cheryl. I've just remembered.
James is at a bar. He's finishing his drink so he can go and see you in 4K.
Listen.
Are you even on video?
Listen, I have a big announcement to make.
Turn your video on.
I'm not. I'm wearing panties. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you gotta do it.
I'm just wearing panties. I'm not going to turn the camera on. I'm in my fucking panty. Listen, let me tell you my idea before I forget.
Okay.
So you're going to start. Well, we're going to start Yeast University, and we're going to train people in stuff. And they're gonna. But the best part is when they graduate, they get to take their picture next to a cardboard Cheryl.
When they graduate, they get to go through a high five tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've never done that yet.
Nope. Nope.
Madge, are you embarrassed about the fact that you did that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I used it. I mean, it helps me career wise.
It's in.
It was retarded. Yeah, sure. I mean,
you liar.
No, I'm not lying.
You are lying.
All right. OJ. Just call me OJ.
OJ?
OJ Simpson. Oh, my
God. Is that
God.
Who you work for?
I think Gigger Tigger is really losing it.
Why?
Because this is what he just wrote.
What?
In the chat. Well, I'm gonna play it if you shut the fuck up for 5 seconds.
Oh, boy.
How do you do speech, Cheryl? Can't.
S Siri.
Oh, Siri's a whore. No services.
I'm sorry, but you don't have an internet connection right now.
Right.
Meaning the cupcake.
Here, this is what Gigger Tigger wrote.
Giga tigga chicken under the bed 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 chicken under the giga tigga bed chicken under the bed chicken under the bed.
That was really good message. Thank you, Giga Tigger. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for sharing that with me.
Does Cheryl wear dentures, or does she not give a shit about her 3 brown snaggle teeth? You care to answer that, honey?
I do wear dentures. Yes. You know what I just ate, man?
What'd you just eat?
Gaius. We were just talking about them.
Gefilte fish?
Caramel delight.
Ooh.
Jody.
All right, I can't find it. Shit.
Chicken sent it to me.
I'm looking for something and I can't remember where I put it.
What?
Chickens under the bed. The chickens. I can't find the chickens.
Right. Great Grum.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
No, I was trying to find a certain phone number, but I was trying to surprise you, and no, it's not going to happen.
Whose phone number? One of our listeners?
Yeah, that's right. He's going to get naked. Naked.
Whom?
Not telling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Tell me why. Mm-hmm. Matt, are you there? It says current call Matt Peters. That's weird.
Excuse me?
Is Matt Peters on? Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on.
Where's Kelly?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me just try and add this person if I can remember who they are. I think it...
Hello?
I don't have an idea of who it is.
This is a great girl.
Shut up, Kant. Sometimes things are boring. Get over it. What are you eating? Caramel macchiato? What was it?
Hello?
Please leave your message for 75461.
What was that?
I don't know. Oh, I can just Google
man.
It.
Man.
What, honey? Shit, cunt. What did I fucking do? Cheryl, where did you go? Oh, my God. Hello? What happened? My vagina itched and you went away and then you came back like a that lady, whatever. Okay, be patient. Matt, are you there? Why does it say Matt Peters is there and I don't hear him?
It's weird. Call her phone.
I don't have her phone, do I? Let's see here, honey. Can you talk or something? Talk about your fucking content. I'm doing something. Hello. I'm Googling.
What are you Googling?
I'm not telling. It's a surprise.
I can't believe. So how did you get in one of those vehicle service center things? You have a new car.
I get them all the fucking time.
But isn't your car under warranty?
Yeah, it's under warranty.
So then why would they send you something for a car warranty?
Because they're idiots. They're idiots.
You got to call about that, yep.
Yeah, you want to?
They're not going to be there now, man.
I think they would.
No. I mean, we can try.
Okay.
You're just an innocent woman.
A little girl. Can you hear me? You're just so innocent, little girl. Uh-huh. One moment.
Porn.
Here we go. Pray. We're going to need some prayer for this one. Shit. Damn it. All that build up for
nothing. Keep calling Carrie Laundry. We're unavailable to take your call right now. Please leave us a name and a number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Call her back. Well, they're there hours, man.
They close in an hour. She's probably trying to clean.
Well, yeah, I think you should leave her alone.
She's like 90 and still has to work in a laundromat. It's awful.
I thought you were going to call vehicle service.
Oh, yeah. Let me get the thing. I need you to talk, Cheryl.
Okay, so my name is Cheryl Trigg Murkowski, 25, 3/4 lung. prolapsed. Chickens under the bay. Chickens under the main. Chickens under the main. Toxic mold exposure. Vehicle. Haven't heard me. Oh, 3/4 of a lung. I'm beautiful, tan, smoky. An actress, a model, singer, dancer, did I say actress, did I say singer, and I'm also a model, and you know, they have those plus size models. I'm the opposite, minus size model, very skinny.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Yes. You calling Carrie's Laundry? Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, how can I help you?
This is Terry's Laundry.
This is Gary Laundry, yes. How can I help you?
I was wondering, I run a daycare center, and I was wondering whether you have a service to clean cloth diapers. Hello? What happened?
Wait, how come the hang-up worked?
Man, why are you doing that?
Doing what?
I didn't even hear it ring.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure that Miss Tracy filled him in and he wasn't going to have it.
No.
He was waiting for that call.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. It's weird that hold on is going to change after all this time, you know. Hold on had a good run.
Hold on.
It's time for hold on. Let's see, 400.
Did you hear the story I was telling? I don't even remember where I was.
I didn't hear anything, no.
Like you.
You had a nice story?
Said all that.
What was it a story about? Pooping? Pooping your pant?
No.
What was it about?
Stuff.
I love how it says coverage available, respond by April 16th. Because they want you to do it right after you get your refund or something. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll spend my refund on fake insurance.
Immediate response. Attention. All right.
Okay. Do you have your... Okay, here we go.
Thank you for calling. This and all future calls will be recorded. We are transferring you to an agent now.
Really?
Thank you for calling. All calls will be recorded for quality assurance purposes. A live team member will be with you momentarily.
Thank you for calling Auto Assure. This is Jose. In order to better serve you, may I take some basic information?
Yes, you can, Jose.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kind of what you need.
Okay, may I have the state you reside in?
State? I am in Florida.
Thank you. And may I have your first name, please?
Gerald.
Carol, that spells C as in Charlie, A-R-O-L.
Yep.
May I have your last name, please?
Blues.
Girdle. Blues Girdle.
Blues Girdle, can you spell that for me, please?
L-U-C-E-G-R-D-L.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. Hey, may I have the best number to reach you at?
Oh.
Yeah,
One moment. Let's get that number from Grandma.
Get off the phone, Merelda.
No, Grandma's got to get the number. Hold on. Oh, she's going to get Grandma because she got it because it's that new one. Hold on, honey. Here it is. Okay, Aunt Griselda.
867-5309.
What are you doing?
867-5309.
Jesus Christ. Okay, my phone number. My phone number is through. Go ahead.
Yes, please. May I have the phone number?
Yeah. 347-6-8-8-3-7-7-0-4-8-6-7.
I'm sorry, I got that 347-6-7-8-8-6-7-5309-8-6-7-7-0-4-8-6-7. I'm sorry, who's on the line?
We want a warranty.
Oh, really?
We like warranties.
I don't mind living to be old, but I don't want to be stupid. I don't mind living to be old, but I don't want to be stupid.
Where's my purse?
I don't mind living to be old, but I don't want to be stupid.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold while I get a supervisor.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's fine. Why are you trying to ruin
them? Because, Cheryl, I'm just angry with them because they're total con artists, so I feel like... Normally, I feel guilty when you do this, but I don't feel guilty because they're such assholes. All right, I'll shut the fuck up. Fine.
God, you're the worst.
I'll mute myself. Well, you know, sometimes things can get out of hand. What is this whole music? What country is this? No, don't use my fucking information. Do not use my information. Just make one up.
Can't even hear you.
I can't hear you. What? This fucking music is too loud. Do we have to stay on hold with these people? Cheryl. That was my eye. Why? What is making the fucking noise?
Hello? Sir?
We're still on the call, even though Skype says I'm not. This is very scary. I'm gonna hang up and start over. Creepy shit. All right. Gertel. Call Cheryl. Cheryl?
Yes.
That was weird.
You're the worst, man.
I'm not the worst.
Yeah, you send me this picture of a piece of mail, and you say, let's call them.
Okay, fine. You can use my number, but don't use my name.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Use a different name.
Like who?
Like they're going to refuse business. Please, are you fucking kidding me? You can tell them you're a gorilla, and they'll still take your information.
It's true. I could say my friend got a really great deal. Okay, call him back. Yes. And don't fuck it up this time.
I have the best idea. So your friend, your friend gave you this? Actually, really, this needs Deborah, because I was going to suggest this before. But so if Deborah calls and does the whole warranty thing and says, well, my friend gave me this, my friend Cheryl, and then 2 hours later or whatever, then Cheryl calls.
Right.
Anyway.
Just do it.
Whatever. Okay, cunt. You're so addicted to phone calls. It's like a fix for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
1-800-100.
And get the same guy, and he's going to be like, I know your theme.
You want to go outside? 400? I don't see the damn number now. I will never understand Skype. It's just like PayPal, just a fucking disaster. The interface, I mean.
I need a shitty kind of car to ask about. Like a newer car.
What's a horrible newer car? A Hyundai?
No. Kia?
Yeah, Kia's pretty bad. You can be Rob Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 400.
Googling shitty new car.
Yeah.
10 of the shittiest cars on the road today. Pontiac Grand Prix, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Grand Am. I like Grand Am.
Thank you for calling. This and all future calls will be recorded. We're transferring you to an agent now.
Okay, I'm not going to do anything unless you tell me to.
Thank you for calling. All calls will be recorded for quality assurance purposes. A live team member will be with you momentarily.
Alive, not a
Thank you for calling Auto Assure. My name is Angel. In order to better serve you, may I take some basic information?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. I'll be happy to assist you with that. And may I have your first name, please?
Yes. Cheryl.
Thank you. So Cheryl.
We have a pause there. Okay.
Is Cheryl C like Charlie, H-E-R-Y-L?
That's right.
May I ask, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Perfect. And may I have your last name, please?
Yes, it is Nickadoodle. It's like Yankee Doodle, but Nickadoodle.
Is that N like November, I, C like Charlie, K like Kilo?
Yep.
And then A, D like Delta, O, D like Delta, L-E?
That's right.
So may I have the best telephone number to reach you at, please?
My phone, the best number, 347-689-3787.
347-689-3787.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. The code on the top of your letter. Did you receive a letter from us, ma'am?
So my friend received a letter and called and got your coverage and, you know, said I should call about my car. He had a great experience with you.
Okay, so you didn't receive a letter. You're just getting referred by a friend, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's really great to hear, man. We're really happy to help you out in that case. And may I have the year of your vehicle, please?
Yes, it's a 2014.
Thank you. And the make and model, please?
A Chevy Impala.
Thank you. And may I have the mileage on it, please?
It's got 30,000.
Thank you. And may I have your address, please?
Just move, let me see here. 3560 North Andrews Avenue, Oakland Park, Florida.
Oakland Park?
Yeah. 33309.
So you said 3560, the letter N for North, mm-hmm. Andrews, A N like November, D I mm-hmm. Delta, R E W, S like Sam?
Yeah. Yeah. Carrie. I live with Carrie at that address.
So, ma'am, so is that your address that you gave me, 3560 North Andrews Avenue?
Yeah. This is where I'm staying at right now. Yeah, that's right. This is where I stay at.
Awesome, ma'am. This is Oakland Park.
Yeah.
So is that correct? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's correct.
Oakland Park, O-A-K-L-A-N-D, like Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Park, then Papa, A-R-K.
Yeah.
And it's a zip code of 33...
33309.
Thank you. 33309. 8 6 7. Yeah. Thank you. And may I have your computer email address, please?
Computer email address? What do you mean?
So do you happen to have a computer email address, ma'am? An email address?
Oh, I've never heard it referred to that way. It was I just never heard of it. And, you know, people usually say email, not computer.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a Gmail account.
Okay, may I have that, please?
Yeah. It's Cheryl Cunningham 69. And you want me to spell that?
Yes, please.
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Hold on.
K-U-N-N-I-E-H-O-L-E 69 @gmail.com.
Thank you. So just to make sure that's Cheryl, that's K-U-N like November, N like November, IEHOLE 69 @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And ma'am, at the moment, none of our agents are currently available. So what? We will have our next available agent call you for a free consultation as soon as possible. So we can
Can you tell me more about what this this exactly is, like what kind of coverage it is, you know, what you're offering, because it's a new car.
Absolutely, ma'am. So just to give you more information, what we do, we custom tailor an extended vehicle service plan to meet not only your driving needs, but also your car's needs. So our job is to make sure you get the right plan for the right coverage for the right price in regards to your vehicle. If anything happens to your vehicle, like the transmission, engine, brakes, again, anything in regards to that. Well, the air conditioning, that's a great question, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to confirm that, but again, our representatives would definitely be able to answer your question and let you know exactly what all is covered, what specifically, what things and what things are not covered. They'll be able to give you more information in regards to that, ma'am.
So you don't know the answers to that yet?
Well, ma'am, like I said, I'm not the agent, ma'am, so I wouldn't be able to confirm that with you. I do apologize.
Okay, well, what do you do?
So I'm here as the assistant of the agents, ma'am, and I gather this information, send it to them. That way they can contact you and be able to answer any specific questions that you have.
So, because when I called, I've got this, you know what a prolapse is?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't have that specific information at this time, ma'am.
Okay, again, well, so because I called this law firm once about the transvaginal mesh lawsuit, and they had somebody take down my information, and they said a lawyer will call you back, and I said, well, can you help me? I've got this thing, it's like, you know, tuna fish in a screen door, and I need someone to help me, and they couldn't help me because they were not, you know, the law firm. It was just, you know, that thing. So are you like a call cervix or something like that yet?
No, ma'am. We're actually the actual center, ma'am. We're actually, again, Auto Assure, and we are just in a different department, ma'am. Our main representatives, our agents are not available, but we will
have to call. Oh, can I talk to one of them now if you're in the same center?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the same building, but I'm in a different department, ma'am. So they're not available right now.
Can you just transfer me to the
Again,
my friend said that she talked to a man named Ryan and Jimmy and Courtney. Are any of them available?
Again, I do apologize. You're currently not available at this time. We will have your question.
Where do you stay at? Are you in the United States?
That is correct, ma'am. I'm here in Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas. Sounds like a nice place. Are you married?
Well, ma'am, again, I definitely will have your car returned again.
And when can I expect a phone call?
You should be receiving a call back as soon as possible, ma'am.
Like tomorrow or Monday?
Tomorrow,
and what time do your agents get in?
I don't have the specific time frame, so I do know that they will try to contact you back as soon as they're available.
And do they let you play country music on Saturdays?
Okay, ma'am. Better answer by our agents, okay, ma'am?
And oh, Lord.
Thank you very much for your time. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Bye-bye.
What was that?
She said bye.
I can't hear you.
And they ain't full of beam.
Ma'am?
Thank you very much for calling. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
I couldn't hear you over. The noise. The duty. Ma'am, are you still there?
Cheryl, it stinks.
I need some assistance.
It stinks. What did you
Looks
do?
Like dead flies in the toilet.
What did you eat, Cheryl? It stinks. Oh, I could barely.
Sorry.
Who's your
I'm talking
friend?
On the phone.
Who's your little friend? You having an affair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, are you still there?
Oh, it's a lady.
Ma'am.
Who's that lady?
Ma'am.
Ooh, Papa Lady.
Ma'am.
Who's that lady?
Ma'am. I need my service contract. Ma'am.
Wait, we have to call I guess it's closed now. But that,
still there.
Oh yeah. Goodbye, mister. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the letter. It gave us several hours of good fun calling you. Thanks. Goodbye. See, this is the only way to get at con artists is to waste their time.
Right.
We should call Trump University, but I think they're closed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Trump University.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's that? Oh, I saw Kinky Boots with my mother yesterday.
Sounds gross.
It was a really, it was good. I thought it was just going to be stupid, but it was really good. You know who was in it? Do you remember the show Too Close for Comfort, or is that, are you too young for
I'm
that?
I'm too young.
Well, there was this guy in Too Close for Comfort named Monroe, and he was like the super queen in the show, and he was just like this caricature, you know, like, oh my God. He was in it, and he was like kind of not a big deal, but like a D-list celebrity in like, I guess, the 80s. Jim J. Bullock, you know, they made fun of him everywhere. And now he's in this pathetic little, you know, production of Kinky Boots that travels, and he's not even a character that people really clap for. It's sad. Poor Monroe. Anyway, what else? What are you bringing to the table? Nothing.
What I'm bringing...
Who's that lady?
Kyle received my birthday song and enjoyed it.
Oh, good. So we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. Well, we were supposed to send... I got to talk about that in a minute. I was supposed to send...
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's all fucked up, so never mind. It doesn't matter what I was going to do. It didn't happen. Happy birthday, though, girls. It's,
Hi, you.
Abercrombie and Fat. I'm just looking at people from my phone book.
Chevy and Paula.
Right. Who's
that? Do you think Thursday Lane would want to be under my waterfall?
Your vagina? Probably.
No, my waterfall.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
That recording you're playing on the call, that's my waterfall.
Oh. I thought you meant your vagina. Is it like a waterfall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But honey...
Last time you were at the pool in your building, or is it at your mama's building?
Mama.
Tell me a story about someone that was there.
Oh, what about the, oh, I have to talk to you about, I'm glad you said that. I need to tell you about Lady McBleeple.
What's that?
This woman, she's awful, because, you know, I take Trotsky for a walk in the morning, you know, when the weather's decent, around the little lake with the ducks. And I love doing it. And, you know, I'm actually in a good mood, so I actually say good morning to everyone, you know, like a good neighbor, because I'm happy, because I haven't realized that life sucks again. I'm just with my dog, walking in beautiful weather. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, Trotsky, look at you.
So there's this lady that always walks back and forth, but she never says hi, and she's about 6'5", and she wears really high capri pants. And she's super skinny, and I call her Lady McBleeple. You'd hate her, Cheryl. Lady McBleeple. And I always say to myself, God damn it, there's Lady McBleeple. Like, she'll look right at me, but she doesn't say anything. It's scary to me. Lady McBleeple.
Is she the one that picked up the Ziggy?
No. I picked up the Ziggy from, what's her face? I don't even know her name.
What's my name?
Sugar Lips.
What's
hey, Sugar
name?
Lips. All right, we should just really count money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. All right.
Explosive D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad my D was a hit.
Very good cum fart.
I mean, man.
Cum shit.
I don't think so.
All right. Yeah. You have your right.
Right.
Why did you drop?
The D.
Cheryl, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You ever have somebody that, like, you feel like you want, you really want to call them for their birthday because, like, you feel bad, but you haven't talked to them in a long time because they're kind of, because they're, will you, I can't ask you a fucking question when you're pouring fucking cereal.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not going to say who I'm talking about or I can't talk about it.
Okay, well, can you give me a hint?
I'm just saying, no, it doesn't matter who, I'm just saying, real life, not Facebook.
Okay.
This is nobody you know. But, you know, you ever have a friend, like, you want to be their friend, but they're too annoying? You know?
Okay.
What do you do?
Are you talking about Reagan?
No. I told you, it's not somebody, it's somebody in real life, not...
Oh.
Yeah. Who's that lady?
Well, why don't you send him a message on Facebook?
Okay. Because I don't want to.
Okay, well then just don't.
Oh. Okay.
So you solved your problem.
Thanks. Some things are just easier when you ask someone else.
Excuse me?
That's true. Cheryl, you're making me sick.
You mean my D?
Okay. No, you're chewing, not your D.
Your channel is off air.
What? Motherfucker. How long? Oh, yeah, so it is. Back. Yeah, I'm back. Comcast tried that shit where you run out, you know, the 12 months expired, so they raised my rate up like $20, but my bill was like double. So
you
I called.
Made wasabi leave.
So I called and I said, wasabi should come back. I said, I'm going to cancel service, and they sent me to the
bullshit. And you know what they said? We don't care.
No, they transferred me to the save your shit department, and they offered me the deal for another 12 months.
Oh, well, just wait, Madge, until they don't give a shit anymore. That's what a lot of the companies are like. Well, that's fine. Let us know when you want service again.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. It fucking did it again. Damn it. Something's fucked. What? It's crashing. The stream, it's not, I don't think it's, I think it's like Ustream or Comcast or VPN. What is that shit called? Net neutrality?
Yeah.
Some of that. Cheryl, you're making me sick. Oh my god. You're a disgusting pig.
Yeah.
Was that your black coughing?
Yeah.
Damn it. It keeps going out. I'm going to change the rate of thing. Why are you laughing?
It's Wasabi Says, get it together, people.
I don't think Wasabi says that. That's Thursday Lane. Get it together. And you know what he said a lot in that most recent video?
I'm making this YouTube video because...
You know, we should watch that video again because he says, instead of C, he says, it's like I said. Every other word is, it's like I said.
As I said.
As I said, yeah.
As I said, I'm making this YouTube video. I'm making this YouTube apology video because I'm making this video because, see, I'm walking in the suburbs. See.
Walking on sunshine.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. Do you hear me, Lam? Oh, God, I almost put the PayPal on the whole division.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not. I'm not even showing my screen. Why are you farting?
Because I've got the duty shakes.
You mean you're like the shakes because you haven't duty in a while?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Fill me up.
Get it. So I'm going to start counting, okay? Okay, are you going to start writing?
Yeah. Hold on.
Then we can watch, what's his face?
time.
White guys.
Go ahead.
Fart in my face.
I hope we got a lot.
Oh, sure. Twitch TV? I went fucking YouTube. What is Twitch TV?
Come on. Time for bed.
Yeah, honey. Gertile. Gertile.
No.
Here.
Good morning. What I was searching for was females to males. That's what I mean when I say transsexual men. Like I said, I love men with vaginas. And I'm interested in men with vaginas. Like I said, do anyone live around the Philadelphia area? Because like I said, I find vaginas to be sexy. Like I find vaginas to be the most beautiful thing. Just like penis is the most beautiful thing. But like I said, I like men with penis and men with vaginas. But like I said, do any trans males live around Philadelphia?
Like I said.
Let me know. Like I said, I'm looking for females to males.
How many times?
Like I said, I like men with vaginas. And I'm also thinking about doing a story on them. I'm also still away, and I'm deciding should I come back tonight or tomorrow. Like, all right, take care. I may make another video, but I love females to males.
Girl.
Like I said.
Good evening. I'm making a YouTube video to let y'all know that if any trans guys want to know my email, here's my email account. Thursday4488@live.com. Thursday4488@live.com. That's my email name.
What's your
name? If any trans guys want to email me, let me know. And do any trans males live around Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? I'm just curious. Because like I said, I like to find a trans male not only to do sexual stuff with, but we can also be friends if any trans male live around Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. One more time. Here's my email. I'm wondering if there's any trans males that live around Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Email me.
He's insane, isn't he?
No.
What is this that came on next? Big boobs, no surgery? What is this?
Remember when life was sweet for developers? You were only pushing packaged releases every so often.
Ew.
So you could build.
What the fuck is that shit? This is stupid. I keep losing the stream.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's enough, turn it off.
Shut up, cunt.
Cycled.
Whore. Hold on.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Cheryl, are you happy that it's Friday?
Yay.
Tell me, when do you start getting annoyed that it's going to be Monday? When does that usually start?
Friday.
Me too. Me too.
Friday when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Well,
that ain't right. And Sunday's the worst.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, that's when I see my parents.
So that makes it even worse.
No, I like seeing them. It's just the food is very challenging.
You mean because of the eating and the mouth noises?
Yeah, but mostly the food.
Okay.
It's just, I've been eating the HelloFresh and they use really high quality ingredients. And like, then when I go back to eating like Walmart freezer burn, it's hard. Not Walmart, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I mean, you're a cunt.
Yes,
mm-hmm. That's
okay,
true.
Okay. Becky.
Oh my god, the stream keeps going away.
Did Becky get out of the hospital?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Reagan. Still upset about that.
Well, what about that shit that Hillary, she said?
No big deal. It's just an honest mistake. Sorry, that was you weird. Were offended.
That was really weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry you were offended.
Yeah, I have I have the conspiracy reason that Rob Pickle probably has as to why she said that. She said that so people would become conscious of the issue.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great planning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, I think she did it to make people realize the Reagans were assholes. You're like, don't... She it was like passive-aggressive, you know, maybe. In my conspiracy, I mean.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Chinchilla or muffin.
Girdle.
That's a good piggy.
I think I accepted them all.
Chinchilla or muffin.
Oh, one more. Gosh, we got a lot of money, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're a blueberry muffin.
You're a whore. Oh my God, I would love a blueberry muffin right now.
Let me show you this picture Gina posted, I guess.
Listen, don't show me till I count the money. It's too hard.
Okay.
I'm going to count to Monet. That's funny. All right, I'll look before
Chinchilla.
I start. I'll look muffins. Before I count. Fucking keep losing Ustream. Motherfucker.
Lulz.
Who's Lulz?
Lulz.
Maybe this works. Are you still there?
Yay.
I switched my Wi-Fi off and I'm using the wire. I don't know if that's going to help someone.
Your wire casting.
Yeah. The wire. No, the wire in the, you know, the RJ45 Category 6E.
RJ. Okay.
Are you ready to start writing the numbies or what?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to keep being a hoover?
Yeah.
Which is it? Which is it?
I'm ready.
Okay, Kelly S. says, hot water burn, baby. I don't get it.
True.
Okay, $30.
Oh.
Grant Bay, $30 with a note that says, love you girls.
Oh.
Heather D., $30.
Whoa.
Jordan G., $5. Wasab AIDS, $33.33.
Whoa, whoa.
Troy, did we? I feel like we already did these. You know what? Fuck it.
No.
I'm double counting, I think. When did I pay?
I
oh, no, you're right.
Don't
I'm
remember
sorry.
That.
You're right. I'm sorry. I fucked up. Okay. Did I tell you Troy's yet? Did I tell you Troy? What's the last one I gave you? Wasabi?
You told me Kelly S., Grant B., Heather D., Jordan G., Wasabi, and then you were just getting to Troy.
Okay. Losing my fucking stream. Okay, Troy C. Well, we know what his last name is. $10. Tristan B. $3.11. Recurrent.
What?
You heard me.
Okay.
Kyle F. 25.
Ugh.
Isn't it his birthday today?
Did he give it to me?
Actually, no, it doesn't say.
Oh. No, yes, it's his birthday to D.
His and hers. They're both girls, right?
Yeah.
Both girls.
Yeah, birthday to little girls.
And then Nanika, $25.
Left.
And that's it.
Okay.
How much we goot?
Well.
Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate all that money.
Very nice. $63.81.
Well, seemed like it would be more than that. Oh, well.
Well, let me see here. 10, 10, 1, 11, 10. So that looks about right. So everything's divided by 3, man.
I know that. Stupid bitch twice. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to give me more.
Yeah, all right. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
And I'm guessing that a lot of people didn't listen to our last Grom yet, and maybe when they hear that thing, they'll donate for the amazing shit. Hold on.
Paying you using PayPal on the phone because this fucking app sucks.
Hold on. And James didn't even get to donate today.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It really does. Oh, I keep losing the fucking thing. I'm sorry, audience. But it's kind of good timing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Can you talk? Are you like catatonic?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Wait a second.
It's been a long week.
What was your week like, Cheryl?
Horrible.
Why?
I shit my panty on the bus. They kicked me out. I lost my unlimited bus pass, Maggie.
Why? It was in your vagina?
Because you know how they put those cloth seats in the bus?
What's the dollar amount again? Yes. Hold that.
Hello. $63.81.
Okay,
so they put the cloth seats in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't always. Understand why, but they do.
Always. I know.
We've and this. I had a accident in my panty, leaked out, stained the seats. Now, it was one of those bus with the seats.
Fuck me, I almost paid you twice. Sorry, go ahead. See, that's what
the seats were facing the center aisle, you know what I'm saying?
What was the dollar amount again? 63 what?
81 cent.
81, thank you. Go ahead with your story with the
you know what I'm talking about, man?
Yeah, the fabric seat, I know.
Yes, but the seats are facing the center aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like being like a doge, and I scooted along the whole row of seats to get to the door because I was being lazy, didn't want to walk.
Did it make you calm?
And I only realized I'd shit my pants after I stood up, and there was a trail of duty all the way. And so they reported me. And they took my unlimited pays.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But did they take your EBT card as well?
Yeah.
Too bad the audience half missed that. I don't even know if they heard us thank them, because I don't know when I lost the stream. What's up in the chat room? They must be pissed. Listen, chat room, it's Comcast's fault. I renewed my service, and now they suck even more. Fuckers. Sorry, audience. Anyway. Listen, audience. We're there. Thank you for the donations if you didn't hear us. They didn't hear us. We have to read the names again, Cheryl. Okay?
What do you mean?
We got to read the names again because they didn't fucking hear us when we were saying thank you.
Okay, we'll do it.
God damn it, I lost the fucking stream again.
Madge, it's a sign. It's time to go.
Okay, but let's at least try to say goodbye then.
Hold on.
Audience, this isn't NBC. We don't really have fancy cables. It's probably all the people in my apartment complex watching Kevin Spacey's new series or something. So that's about it. Sorry it sucked. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but this was not my fault.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, there it's orange again. Motherfucker. Okay, we're done.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on the show, man.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry.
Bitch racing, dance what? Nigger.